Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists hate when you go no contact? Like, why do narcissists hate when you cut them off? Why do narcissists hate when you restrict access to your life? When you restrict access to the kids or to the, when you restrict access. So I tell this to people all the time. A lot of narcissistic people want control. One of the things that goes on in a lot of narcissistic people's head, not all narcissists, y'all, are the same. But one of the things that goes on in a lot of narcissistic people's head is that we want control over our circumstances and the people whose lives that we are directly involved in, or whose lives are, you know, directly entangled with ours. We want to control every single thing around us. So if you are our partner or significant other or whoever it is, it can be a parent, it can be whoever, be a child, whoever in the dynamic is, y'all. Because no contact, when you're dealing with a narcissist, no contact works for it, every narcissistic person. It's the same thing. No contact makes narcissists feel like they have lost control over you. And most people, if it's an intimate relationship, most people are going to automatically think that you're trying to replace them, because that's typically what they would do to you. Narcissists, a lot of narcissists, toxic people, whoever, think that you think how we think. You mean they think that all the behaviors are similar and things like that, that you know, everything that you do, we do the same thing. Like, we all do the same thing. We are all, you know, accountable for the same types of things, the same type of dynamic and things like that. But it's not, you're not like that. Some of you might be, but most of you are not like that. You know, most of you don't have that narcissistic, toxic ass mindset where you want to control people to the point where you don't care how they, you know, how their quality of life is, as long as you're getting something from them. So when you go no contact with a narcissist, they hate that. Like, yeah, we hate it. Yeah, we hate it because there's no control. There's no nothing. They're like, we think you've moved on. We, like, it was an intimate relationship. If it was your parent, if you were going no contact with a parent, it's different. I'll go back over that later on. But if it's an intimate relationship and you go no contact with your partner, your ex, whoever, your husband, your wife, whoever it is, oh my goodness. Yeah, they might become extremely obsessive because they think that you are trying to replace them with someone else. It automatically goes there. That's where my mind goes to. Like, oh my goodness, they're trying to replace me with somebody else. I got to get back into their life. I got to get involved in their life some way, shape, or form. I got to call them. I need to talk to them. I need to message them. I need a response from them. I need to know that they are just by themselves because I don't want them to move on to anybody else. And some of them, not all of them, this is just very small part. Some of them go into the mindset that if I can't have you, no one will. So if they say that to you, take it seriously. Don't just, oh, they're not like that. Take it seriously, because some people crack when they think they've lost control of you completely. When you go no contact and they can't see your life or whatever, they might crack. They might snap. Restraining orders. The Second Amendment is there for a reason, to protect you in your home or wherever you decide to go. I don't know what state or country you're in. You may, but if you don't have the Second Amendment in your country, find a way to protect yourself, because people are crazy. Some people are crazy as hell. They just are, and they'll come for you. Go no contact. They're like, oh my goodness. Basically, they'll blow. They'll try to blow your phone up. They'll try to blow your, like. When you go no contact with a narcissist, they might exhaust all options. What I mean by exhaust all options, they might start reaching out to your friends, to your family, mutual friends, coworkers. They might try to pop up on you and things like that. That's when you see them for who they really are. Blubbering, crying, all this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? All this, that, and the third. Blubbering, crying, sniffling, snot everywhere, farting. You know, all this other stuff. They are continuously doing this type of stuff because that's how the mind of a lot of narcissists and toxic people work right there, y'all. That's how it works. And that's why I tell people, just like, when you decide to go no contact, make a plan, y'all. Make a plan, and don't, like, Don't share it with people who you think might share it with the person that you're going no contact with, the narcissist or the toxic person. Don't share it with super mutual friends who might be on the fence or things like that, because they could disrupt your plan. They could disrupt your plan, blow it up in your face, and then that narcissistic person pops up while you're trying to move out. They pop up at your house. They pop up at your job. They pop up somewhere. Some way, shape, or thing. They pop up on you. So you are responsible for protecting yourself. You have to be. And I know a lot of people don't think, they could become obsessive. I'm telling you, we hate it because we are losing control. We have lost control. That's why I tell people, when you break no contact, you lose. And that narcissistic person feels like they won, and they will treat you like they feel like they won. Yeah, if you break no contact and you go back to them or whatever, yeah, things might be good at first. Things might be amazing at first. They might go back to the person the person you met in the beginning. They might go back to that dynamic. You're like, oh my goodness, this is all I wanted this person to do. I've been begging for this kind of behaviors for years, and now I'm finally getting it. Maybe that no contact break is what we needed. Maybe that's what I needed. And then bam, they flip flop back onto you. But typically, once you break no contact, you go back to them and something like that happens, they try to find a way to trap you. Sometimes they'll try to get you pregnant. They'll try to get pregnant by you. They'll try to get you to buy something. They'll try to get you to move away with them. They'll try to get you to do something like that out of the ordinary, y'all. They'll try to do something to tie you there so you can't go no contact again. You know what I mean? That fear. And if you have people, and this also, y'all, if y'all break no contact, the people who helped you go no contact might lose faith in you. Some of y'all have some amazing friends that be with y'all through thick and thin and will help you out through the ringer. They'll help you out through everything, through the thick and thin, the tough, the soft, the hard, whatever you want to say, the long, the short. Y'all got these ride or die ass friends y'all should be thankful for, but some of y'all don't. Some of y'all have that friend that's just like, look, I'm going to help you go no contact, but if you break it, you're done. And then y'all break it and then you lose a friend. So breaking no contact can lead to some isolation from you, because as a narcissist, if you break no contact or I break through your no contact shield, your no contact wall, whoever helped you, I'm going to be nice about them at first, but then I'm going to try to systematically eliminate them from your life. Not send them to heaven to meet God, just like make sure that you are no longer in contact with that person, or your contact with that person is minimized. It's to a safe level, a level of safety that I myself personally might feel comfortable with. You mean narcissists? I'm just telling y'all, narcissists hate no contact. And if you are a person who are dealing with a narcissistic parent or brother or someone like that, if you go no contact with your narcissistic parents or your siblings or your family members, just be prepared for a lot of backlash. It's like I said, it's always a little bit, probably, it depends on everybody. Everybody's relationship is different. But sometimes it's harder to go no contact with your family members because sometimes you can't just pick one family member to go no contact with. You have to systematically cut off a lot of the other people because other people might not see your perspective. If you go no contact with your mom, your dad might not see their perspective. Your brothers and sisters might not see their perspective. Your friends might not see their perspective, or your cousins might not see their perspective. So when you go no contact with a family member, like I said, that family member feels like they're losing control over you. That mom, that dad, it feels like they're losing control over you. They might try to lash out with a smear campaign and try to become super obsessive and try to ruin your reputation and make you feel guilty guilty by proxy. They'll tell other people, I did the best I could as a mom. I did the best I could as a dad, and they still cut me off. Some people are ungrateful. Your nephew, your cousin is ungrateful. Your brother is ungrateful. Your sister is ungrateful. Whoever you are going to be ungrateful. And a narcissistic parent, yeah, they'll try to blow your phone up and stuff like that too. They might pop up at your work, pop up at your job, pop up at your house, pop up at your kids' schools, pop up at your school. They might pop up somewhere on you too, because again, that's a loss of control. You're their parent. Like, narcissistic parents think that their kids belong to them, and a lot of narcissistic parents feel like their kids are indebted to them. So you owe them the debt of your life. So how you gonna cut me off? How dare you? You mean? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists and toxic people, y'all. So you have to stay as strong as you possibly can, because if you don't, I'm telling you, go no contact. Narcissists hate it. It's just because we lose control. We can't see what's going on in your life. Who's coming in and out of your life? This, that, and the third. You know what I mean? But when you're dealing with a narcissist, like I said, they must say, when you break it, the narcissistic person still has that resentment in them from when you went no contact. Their resentment doesn't go away. So, and they're going to use it against you sooner or later. That resentment grows into something bigger. And like I said, once they feel like they have you trapped or something like that, or they feel like your usefulness, or they feel like they found a replacement for you, they'll cut you off. You mean? So I should say, no contact. Narcissists hate it because it works. Narcissists hate it because they lose control. Narcissists hate it because they think you're being you're replacing them. So no contact is one of the best ways, if possible, to heal from a toxic narcissistic relationship, y'all. It just is. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. I truly appreciate y'all supporting the podcast or whatnot. Hit that 5 stars if you're on Apple Music. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, go ahead and subscribe to the channel, y'all. We're doing this thing bigger and better. Like I said, my self-love brand, I Love Me, is still available. The link is in the description of every single video. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.